I am steeped in practice and in insights about practice. Yet this living force where the Spirit of God breaks through and is able to not just speak through me in a basic way, but to say things it has never said through me before, or say, you know, make connections to bring that into the structure of a coherent book, to have that not be, oh, you know, there's a kind of dutiful mode where Terry is writing the book, and Terry can write a better book or a worse book, and then I'm kind of in the mind of my own separate identity in time and space, a little uptight, you know, a little kind of up against the tension of trying to do it well. And it's amazing how very little of what it is that is best can flow through that. It's as though the aperture itself is shaped by the asana, the posture that I'm taking, and this tendency to creep back into the conventional role. It's like I have to wake up into an enlightened place in which the only reason I'm writing this book is because I love, you know, because I actually am persuaded yet again, you know, that there are aspects of reality that make their way through me in unique ways that can serve the awakening and the activation of people in ways that, you know, can open the world, and that I'm not doing this in order to personally succeed at writing a good book. I'm doing this because there's a hunger and a need in the world. And then there's this simplicity of being a devotee of the real and being a servant of a greater principle and being submitted and letting that greater intelligence, you know, find its way through me in the unique way it can into an expression for the service of others. And then the energy that is drawn from me comes from a different place. And even the whole process, it's like a fidelity, a surrendering, a connecting into that beloved, you know, the beloved who is, you know, in a sense, both the one I'm writing this for and the source of my words and my capacity to speak. So this has been, for me, an interesting contemplation of the way that the two kinds of mysticism that I talk about, the universal spiritual path that is transcendental, in which the transcendental source, grace, is the principle, and the soul work, the utterly personal and specific expression of my own journey and my own path, you know, are coinciding, and they're expressing themselves every day through this sacred work, which is also an ordeal.